How do you look going into this game, and does a veteran still get excited about the first game of a regular season?
I get excited about every game. It doesn't matter if it's the first or the last. You know, we're going to this game, and we're going to go in there and execute our defense, execute our offense, and, you know, try and come out with a win.
There's a lot of hopes for this team, and there were going into training camp. Did training camp do anything to bolster those hopes, or make you think like, hey, this team does have what it takes to make
it? You know, it helps. You know, sometimes you know, it didn't. I mean, you have good days, you have bad days, you have good games, you have bad games. Same thing, you know, with everything in life. But right now we're in a regular season, and every game counts, and we'll start with game one and push forward from there.
You've had a chance to get settled in here a little bit. What's that process been like for you? Because you know, it was one team your whole career.
No, it's nothing. It's just switching jobs. If you went to Channel 12, would it be hard for you?
Maybe for a few days.
Okay, well, I've been here for a few months now, so it's fine.
Was it hard for a few days or different?
No, it was just a little different. A little different. You know, I'm learning a different scheme, a different defense, a little bit of a different position. You know, that's the biggest difference is, you know, the learning curve of the defense.
With last week, you had your jersey retired at Kent State.
Mm-hmm.
How special was that? What does that mean to you?
It felt good to have the university acknowledge you know, the things that I did in college and you know, the things that I'm doing now in the league. So you know, it felt good. I wish I could have been there, but my parents they said they had a good time. So
good. The other question, you come in as part of this team and you see what they did with Geno the other day and what they've been doing with the other, you know, younger players and, mm-hmm. and investing in this mm-hmm. team, which maybe was a knock on this organization before. Does that mean much of the players, you look at that and say?
Well, they're definitely trying to keep their core group of guys around. You know, that's what teams do if you want to be a good team. You know, you try and keep the group of guys together that, you know, that have earned the right to go out there and you know, get paid the money that they're being paid right now. So it's not anything unusual, you know, for you know, a franchise that want to be successful.
As focused as you are, I think I know the answer to this question. I'll ask it anyway. You haven't thought about the week beyond this week, right?
I don't think any further than today, to be honest with you.
Just some of the young linebackers like Demonge, Perfect, how have they looked in the preseason so far?
You know, it's the preseason. You know, they've looked good. You know, at times, you know, it was things that, you know, they could have done better. I mean, it's the same with all of us. But, you know, like I said, that's the preseason. That doesn't count. Now it's the regular season. This is when it counts, and we're going to start with, you know, with our first game Sunday and move on from there.
What are some of the things you thought you could have done better in the preseason?
I don't know. And if it was some things that I thought I could do better, I wouldn't tell you now so you could broadcast it to everybody.
Fair enough.
with the young guys, and you knew a little bit about them coming in and the linebackers you're working with, you know, Vontez, Ray. What have you found out of those guys, and where do you think they stand, and what effect do you think you've had on them, if any?
I don't know. That's something that you would have to ask them as far as the effect that I've had on them. You know, where they stand is I'm actually just learning a lot from them, you know, especially, you know, just coming in, you know, trying to get the concept of the defense. So they're doing a lot more teaching me of the understanding and, you know, reads of the defense.
You've been the leader of some great teams, a couple Super Bowl champions. Does this team
– I don't measure teams against other teams.
Does this team have the whiff of being a contender?
I don't measure teams against other teams. I feel like any team that I'm on has the ability to be a Super Bowl champion. So that's you know, that's a given.
Chicago's offense, as Vontez said, that Cutler's more athletic than maybe people give him credit for. You kind of see the same thing, Zach?
You know, he's an NFL quarterback. You know, he's the starter for a reason. He has the ability to do the things that needs to be done.
Forte looks like he's Forte.
I mean, he's running the ball. You know, he's a powerful slashing back. You know, you're gonna have to get you know, get all men to the ball to get him down and make sure everyone wraps up. You know, Brandon is Brandon, so you know. know, we're going to have our hands full there too.
Bennett the same way?
Definitely.
It's a long season, but do you see that first game as kind of a tone setter? Is it that kind of a game?
Every game is a tone setter. You're only good as your last game. Right now, we have nothing to hang our hats on or to be measured on. We haven't played in a real game yet this season. So we're going to go out there and, you know, we're going to try and put our best foot forward and put our best game on tape. And come next week, we're going to try and make that better than the previous week and so on and so forth.